Federal Mogul has announced it will close its motor parts distribution center in Mason County by June 30, 2015. The company says the action was taken because it's facing more challenging business conditions, is looking to reduce costs, and the motor parts division is realigning its North American distribution network to gain more efficiency. According to Mayor David Cartmell, the news was very unexpected.
Well, it was kind of a shock for us. You know, they've been here for, I want to say, over 20 years. Been a really good employer, good for the community. It's not just the workers that we feel for, but also the small business in the community. They were great patrons for the community, and, you know, it was a shock. But in these economic times, this jobless recovery, anything can happen.
In a statement made by a Federal Mogul official, the closure of the distribution center is in no way a reflection on the skills and commitment of the workers at the Maysville facility. The Maysville-Mason County Industrial Authority Director Gene Weaver notes the closure means the loss of 157 jobs.
I just feel sorry for the employee, the Federal Mogul. They got a great workforce. They work very hard. They show up to work on time, and I feel sorry for them. Of course, it's a year away from now, but still, I'm sure it's bearing on their conscience. And if some companies hire husband and wives, which means nobody will have a job, but they might find one in the meantime, so I feel sorry for the employees.
Weaver believes the closing of the facility will definitely have an impact on the area.
Well, it'll have a big effect, really, because these people work, make good money, and they spent their money locally to retail and everything else here, so it's going to have an impact. It'll have an impact on the city's payroll tax, too. They're going to lose about $100,000 from their payroll tax money.
The facility's 157 employees will not be left without assistance, however. Federal plans to spend money to help retrain them for other jobs, and Mayor Cartmell says employees will have some other options.
There will be several programs here, and of course I've talked to some of the workers who said, well, I don't want to go back to factory work. I'm going to take this time and get my degree and, you know, go into another field. So, with downsizing or a downturn, there are opportunities.
Federal Mogul opened the Maysville plant in 1993. Current operations are housed in the main facility on Kentucky 9 and a second, smaller warehouse across the highway. In 1999, there were rumors Federal Mogul was going to shut down those operations, but after negotiations with the city and county officials, the company decided to maintain its presence in Mason County. Mayor Cartmell says losing the plant is a tough deal, but his city will carry on and move forward.
Maysville, you know, carries a healthy surplus, and so, like I said before, you never know. There might be a silver lining in this dark cloud because they have a really, really good building out there, a modern, you know, facility, a distribution facility, and someone may like to locate here.
Cartmell remains optimistic Maysville can eventually learn another company to replace Federal Mogul, saying his city is very attractive to those in the manufacturing business.
Continue to, you know, have a lot of interest. Maysville is so well located, being on the river and the AA highway between the interstates. So, you know, there's a lot of interest in things here.
Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Zachary Sinviski.